how to find in the morning papers is how to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's how to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Second hour of the National Intel Report, ladies and gentlemen, on this Thursday, the 17th of January, 2008. I have a gentleman online with me today. And this is one of the scenarios I'm damned if I do and I'm damned if I don't. And I have no way of verifying.
Because, would you like to know how to verify?
Yes. How do you do that?
Okay. Find military personnel who heard of Bunker Hill on December of 73 in Vietnam. Find the man who did the Bunker Hill action. Okay. Find out if three editions of the classified book exist, Advanced Infantry Tactics by Major General Boyle T. Browning, and then find Boyle T. Browning, and then find out if the classified book exists, Advanced Fighter Tactics, and then find the author, Flight Commander Hal Philip Tompkins. You will not find a listing of Browning or Tompkins in any military registry. And then say, okay, then you have to go back and put on your investigative hat. Oh, gee, then how come we're getting all this? I found out it exists, and now we can't find the man, because the man is me.
Jeff in Colorado, you're up next. Hello, Jeff.
Hi. Yeah, I'm at the office, so I'll ask my question and hang up. Mm-hmm. This country's been at war for almost 100 years straight. Do you think all these wars serve our country, or do you think it's serving rich people to get richer? And a second question, my son is 10 years old. Do you think I should let him consider the military as a career when he grows up? Huh. Those are my two questions.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate your call, Jeff.
Well, you know, I can't answer for all the wars that existed prior to me having any knowledge of. I know that the United States government and the secret government have been playing both sides all my life. I have been told by people who have seen paperwork that the United States was financially supporting Japan and Germany during the Second World War, and they've always been playing both sides. You know, they make money no matter who wins. They're supplying both sides to limited extents on the other side, but they're making billions off of new weapons technologies. And let's talk about Osama bin Laden. Osama bin Laden, he was educated here. He was CIA. I met him in 1979 in Afghanistan. He's the same age as me. He's 50. He was working for the CIA. He was the money guy, the go-between the Mujahideen, Saddam, and other entities. And the Mujahideen cheered Saddam every night. He was their big hero. As far as your son being in the military, there are a lot of fine people in the military. But if you're going to go in the military and you start having some of the symptoms that I described last hour, you got a real problem, because I've been told by numerous retired intelligence people that they're taking children on military bases wholesale, and they're creating the next generation shadow warriors to be like me.
Why do they need MK Ultra or Monarch people? I liken them to the Monarch butterflies. Why do they need these people? Why can't they do straight up ops with people that are trained for specific missions legitimately? Why can they not do this?
Well, they can, but you see, when you train someone like me to be an ultimate warrior, and that's what I am, I'm better, I'm faster, my reaction time is better. They program different parts of the brain that are not normally used, so my IQ is higher. Your physical strength is greater.
A super warrior that has no paperwork. You're non-existent.
Yeah, and I'm fighting with the government on that, and I'm going through the government channels on that. Now, I have done that in the past.
All right, hang on. We'll take your calls. We've got loaded phone calls, loaded phone banks here. We'll take this break. We'll be right back.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365. This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Down every night, I didn't have much to say. I didn't give up the light. I closed my eyes, I closed myself, and closed my world, and never opened up to anything that could get me at all. I had to close down everything. I had to close down my mind. Too many things could cut me, or too much could make me blind. I've seen so much in so many places, so many heartaches, so many faces, so many dirty things you couldn't even believe.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, that is the title track off of the Bourne Ultimatum, the last installment in the Bourne trilogy, of which my guest today says that is not even a man, that she is still operational. She is in New York. And, well.
And she speaks more languages than she even knows.
Let's go back to the telephones here.
May I preface something before?
Sure.
Before we get started.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You and I had a discussion before I came on the air about reverse speech,
mm-hmm.
Discovered by David John Oates. Okay. If you want to find out if somebody's a perp or a mind control victim, then look, Google reversespeech.com. Go learn what reverse speech is. It's a tape-recorded message played from anyone. Play it backwards. You'll actually hear a portion of their thoughts come out. Babies learn to speak backwards first. When they're doing their gibberish, you record it, you play it backwards. You will hear them quite often talking clearly. It's like the eye turns things upside down and backwards. Our minds do the same thing. And this is how I found out my ex-wife and children were victims of this, and eventually how I was a victim of this. Now, if you're skeptical of me, then if you know anybody's an expert on reverse speech, you take this program and you have it played backwards. Either I'm crazy and I believe it, or I'm the real deal, because I know the reversals that will come out. And a good place to start with doing reverse speech are ministers.
Well, and you can understand my concern, any legitimacy thrown toward the White House, and this president has been seated in the Oval Office for the last 7 years.
I have great problems with the president, but as far as the justification for the war, I know what went down, and I swear to God, hope to die, let him strike me dead today if I told you anything that is incorrect.
Anything.
And I'm a very Bible-believing man.
And anything that legitimizes this bastard that's sitting in the White House right now, I find highly suspect. So,
well, you know, there's a lot of people that believe that Bush Jr. is a devil worshiper. No, he's not. His father is. And he's holding out hope that before his father dies, that he will repent and go the other way. But, you know, I've talked with this man on SATCOM. I met him once last year. But I was chained to a wall when they brought him to meet me. He's holding out hope that his father will repent. But he's going along with the game of these other satanic bastards that are doing this to the world. Okay, he's dealing with a limited set of parameters that he can work within.
Eugene, for what purpose? You can't dance with the devil in the pale moonlight and not have some of it rub off on you.
No kidding. And you and I know that. And I wish he would get that through his thick, very thick, thick skull. I agree with you on that.
Dave in New York, you're up next. Hello, Dave.
Eugene, I heard you mention an 85 megaton nuclear warhead. You want to stick with that number of 85 megaton?
Yeah.
What's a practical application of such a weapon, sir? The reason I'm asking you is the biggest ever made was, well, it was 100 megaton by the Russians, but they scaled it down to a 50 megaton for the test that they did in 1961, and depending on whose numbers you want to go by, the actual yield was 50 to 57 megaton. But there's really no practical application for that, because when you increase the yield like that, you don't increase the amount of damage you do. You're just increasing the temperature of the fireball of the existing damage you do. So when you said 85 megaton, that would be the biggest nuclear weapon ever detonated. And what would be the practical application of that? That's why I question that number.
Okay, Dave.
Well, I'm not a nuclear expert, so
you
I
said
can't...
85 megaton.
I'm telling you what it was, and I'm telling you that the one we captured on 1-1-2000 was 155
megaton. Who manufactured an 85 megaton nuclear weapon?
Russia.
Right. Well, the biggest one that they had manufactured was the 50 prior to that. But they determined after the test in 61 that there's no practical application to. See, if you take a 1 megaton and you detonate it somewhere, if you want to do twice the amount of damage, you have to go up to 10 megatons. So from going to from 1 megaton to 10 megatons, you only double the damage you do. So when you go with these big numbers like that, you're not really increasing the damage you do. You're just increasing the temperature of the fireball. Means you're increasing the temperature at which you're already doing the damage that you're doing.
Well, you know, you're speaking in a realm. Obviously, you know more about the subject than I do. But I'm telling you, these idiots, they make these bigger bombs because they could. Okay, bigger is better. You know, Russia
well,
makes
I just,
things bigger
not,
and better.
It doesn't do any more. In other words, if you're vaporized at 1,000,000 degrees or you're vaporized at 2,000,000 degrees, does that matter? In 1961, they determined, no, it does not matter.
I have no clue. I'm just telling you what it was.
Well, you're talking about an administration in Russia that was under Khrushchev. Okay. And there have been many regimes that have come forth since. Maybe they didn't believe their test data. I don't know, but
we have 50. One was 50. One was 57. But my point is, beyond a certain point,
we got to the higher megatons. Dave, we got your point.
The weapons are just designed to destroy the world. Okay, so we destroy it 100 times over more than we need to. It's called detente.
Carol in Idaho, you're up next. Hello, Carol.
This is quite a program. I guess I'm glad that John found you. I mean, this is horrific. I was motivated to call Eugene just to speak to you very briefly one American to another, one sister to a brother. I'm thinking 50 years ago, when you came forth from your mother's womb as a beautiful...
If you would like to call her that, I have other names.
Just a second. A pure little spirit, a pure little body from the Creator. And look what has happened in those 50 years to cause your mind and your career to go in the direction that it did. Just hear me out for a minute. It's just amazing to me the horrific things that the U.S. military personnel can be trained and made to do. I'm sorry, sir, no personal offense, but your superb military expertise and skills sicken me. They don't impress me. They sicken me.
Well, that's your opinion.
Well,
that's fine.
One couple last things, please, and then I'll get off of here. The president, you don't seem to understand that when an American president is elected, he's elected to lead our godly republic in this business of him going over to other nations and saying who their leaders shall be, putting them up, deposing them, whatever. This is totally out of his job description. Well, and also regarding the military, well did George Washington take the stand and hold to the stand that America should never have a standing army, and that would include CIA and all these other secret killer organizations. I would suggest to you, sir, that you read, if you haven't, General Smedley Butler's War is a Racket. And let's get back to love and peace and godliness and freedom. Disavow all your former life and please join the side of light and love.
Well, God condemns the fearful first. Every scripture that condemns anything, those that are afraid to do the right thing. I'm putting my life on the line by coming on this radio show, and that's fine with me. Okay, as far as terrible things, yes, I did a three small hooch village in Vietnam in 73, part of Operation Phoenix. We did a hell of a lot more villages in Central and South America. Am I proud of that? No. I was drugged and mind controlled to do that? Yes. Can they make me do that anymore? No.
Did anybody, thank you for your call, Carol.
Yeah.
Did anybody ever do the back masking thing, the backward speech with the seated president?
Oh, yeah. You can go to the site. There'll be plenty of them. I suggest, John, it'll be, you know, get one of those machines and learn how to use it because it takes an ear to develop. We already hear most of the reversals. Some of them come out clear as day, but it does take a while. There's a learning curve in there. Now, I haven't done it. I used to have a machine, and they sent several machines, and they sent Delta Force operator Pat Collins, and he lived with me. He ripped it off, stole a lot of things from me, and he was there to screw things up. That was in 2001, 2002. They've sent numerous people to me to try to screw the operation up when I was trying to expose it and after I've been trying to expose it. In 2001, I did 8 4-hour radio shows on the Genesis Network with Chris German, and they brought his expert on, and they brought on a whole slew of people to debunk me.
Gerner, by the way.
Chris German.
Gerner.
Is it Gerner?
Yes.
Okay. You know him?
Yes, I do.
He's a very good man. Why don't you talk to him after this show?
He was on this network, but continue.
And so, fine. If I'm a fraud, the proof is in the pudding. Every single thing I say can be verified.
Except, you've got me so far, except for, you know, we're doing a righteous thing in the Middle East here, and second of which, that George Bush is a good, godly man.
I'm not saying that at all.
Okay, but no, you said his daddy is a Satanist. But, you know,
George Jr. works with Satanists, and he knows it. And that's a big problem in my mind.
Well, yeah, I would think. I mean, we've got a seated president right now that's committing treason against this country with his North American Union deal to try to meld us into a one-world government. I would say that that's pretty bad.
Well, that's politics, and I'm not as well-read on that as you are.
That ain't politics, my friend. That's the globalist structure I'm talking about.
Well, I'm not knowledgeable on that aspect.
Okay.
If you want to talk military operations, Monarch, MK Ultra, what I've done,
what I'm trying to do here is fit into the paradigm of how all these operations are rolling into the grander plan, because we know as well as you do that somebody's got their hand up George Jr.'s backside making him do the things that he does. All right?
You know, I would agree with that totally. It's called the Federal Reserve Bank.
Okay. Let's take the break here, 800-313-9443. We'll open up the lines, as many calls as we get. We will air them all. This is an experience I've not had in a long time, that George Bush was right by going into Afghanistan and Iraq. I'm still trying to get my mind wrapped around that one. We'll be right back.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
The Berkey Lights' unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Continue to roll these calls, and as I said earlier, I do not know, and I have never heretofore today spoken to Eugene B. Colson, and as I indicated before, I'm damned if I do and I'm damned if I don't. So here is the rest of the program. Let's go back to the phones. Don in British Columbia. Hello, Don.
Hello. May I say something before I speak to Don?
Yes, please. Go ahead,
Eugene.
Okay,
on 12/24/01. Now, I can't comment on what happened on 9/11, but I can comment on what happened at the Brooklyn Bridge on 12/24/01. There was a 13-man Al-Qaeda team setting charges on three or four bridges. How many, I don't remember, but we caught them on the I think it was a southeastern. I'm not familiar with New York. It was either eastern or southeastern pylon, the second one from the shore, where we took the guy out in the boats and we pulled the other 12 members out of the water. And then I led the interrogation. There were 12. 11 died during interrogation to make number 12, the ringleader, tell us where the charges were on all those bridges. And all those charges were found. And they were set to go off at noon on December 25th. In 01, and they were all Al-Qaeda. Now, as far as 9/11...
And Al-Qaeda, of course, being the creation of the CIA itself.
I've heard that. I don't know that.
Well, and Eugene, I got to ask the obvious question here. why waste 12 assets to blow up a damn bridge? Isn't there other targets that would be more beneficial if Al-Qaeda was operating inside this country? What you're doing here, Eugene, is legitimizing everything that this damn government has been doing to its own people. And I'm a little hot under the collar right now.
I'm not legitimizing what they did to me. I'm just telling you what happened. Everything I can say, everything I said can be verified if you have enough intel sources.
Mm-hmm. Which...
And prove me wrong, and I challenge you to prove me wrong. If you get somebody that says, this guy's lying, okay, I would seriously start looking at this man and start investigating him and saying, okay, what about this, what about that? Because these are all repressed memories from mine, which I verified. I went on to an investigation myself, and I was told by Ted Gunderson himself in 2000, I'm the finest, one of the finest investigators he ever met. And so when I started having these repressed memories, then I started bouncing it off this guy, that guy, and I would run into people who would tell me things that they should not tell me because I know so much about the subject. They would open up to me because they think, hey, I'm one of theirs. No, I'm not. I'm their victim.
Or, as I suggested to you prior to this program, that you may, in fact, be that light that the moths of the field are drawn to for identification.
Then reverse speech everything I say and prove me a liar. Put it on the show. Get a reverse speech expert to say that I'm a liar.
And, Mr. Colson, you can understand my skepticism, can you not?
I understand and I respect it.
All right.
But, you know, you have to understand, you're hot under the collar. When somebody accuses me of being a liar and a government perp, I'm hot under the collar.
But you're still an operational asset for them, still doing their bidding. And the question I have for you, knowing, them knowing, and they would be fools if they didn't know, that you're disseminating this information, I would say that that's an asset that has outlived its usefulness.
Well, then kill me. That's fine with me, too.
Well,
then my
I have no, I have no desire to...
No, I'm talking for the government.
Yeah.
I told the government many times, every time they came to me and sent me somebody, a messenger saying, there's a hit on you, I tell them, go ahead and kill me. Either you pay me or you kill me. Either way, my problems are over, and I'm not afraid of death in combat or otherwise.
Don in British Columbia. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, it's my feeling, John, that this person is a disinformation plant. And his purpose is to whip up fear against so-called external enemies. We know that Iraq wasn't a threat to the U.S. And,
where did
we
you get that information, sir?
That
you got
Iran
it over the media.
Is not a threat to the U.S.
Well, okay, now, Don, stop here. Eugene, respond to that, and then I'll throw my own
Where did you get that information? You got it from the media. Do you actually
I have a
think...
couple of other points, too.
Okay, Don,
now,
hold on a second, Don.
Question.
Go ahead, Eugene.
Did you get it from anywhere other than the media? Do you have any intelligence sources?
If this man was who he claims he is, he would not be allowed to get on the phone and say what he's saying. They would not allow that to happen. Further, regarding
the
9/11
issue... Do you know any intelligence sources? Do you know any intelligence sources, Don?
Just hold on. Regarding the 9/11 issue, it's well known that Israel... the Zionists in Israel were involved in that. Chris Bolin has written an excellent article just the other day telling why that is.
Don, I fully believe that Mossad knew about it, and I believe there was a cell in the CIA that knew about it. But
no, they were involved in it. And
those
people who were dancing in the street... that were filmed and observed.
Actually, on a rooftop. Yeah, go ahead, Don.
Yeah, they were Mossad agents, and they even admitted on Israeli television that they were sent over to the U.S. to film the destruction of the World Trade Center.
We do know that Benjamin Netanyahu, one of his best buds and pals here inside the United States, was none other than Larry Silverstein. So there's the tie to 9/11. That was an opportunity for them to close down the freedoms and liberties inside this country and to make us all fearful that Al-Qaeda is hiding under every rock. This is what we have been sold, and this is the reason why we're supposed to give up our freedoms under the Patriot Act 1, 2. You saw the TIPS programs that they tried before, that we got people on the phone ratting out each other. This is an operation to instill a great amount of fear, which you admitted yourself, Eugene, is the great neutralizer. Don, hang on a second. Eugene, hang on a second. We'll take your calls. We'll continue with this right after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We are back. Don in British Columbia, anything else, sir?
Yeah, I'd also like to touch on this area of mind control and multiple personalities that are programmed into mind control people. I do a program up in Vancouver, a public affairs program, and I know all about this.
Did you research the group in 1990 in Toronto that broke free?
And the fact
did you research the group in 1990 in Toronto that broke free and sued the federal government, the CIA, and the Canadian government and won multiple millions? Did you research that, sir?
Let me get my point out here.
No, you said you have a show, you know about it. Did you research that in Canada? Because it's on the internet, you can look that up.
You're deflecting now.
No, I'm not deflecting. You said you're knowledgeable on it. I'm asking you a specific question. Have you researched the group in 1990, I believe it was Toronto, that broke free and hundreds of people won multiple millions of dollars? Did you research that, sir?
You're interrupting my train of thought. Just let me finish. You claim that if reverse speech was done on you, it would prove that you're telling the truth. What I'm trying to say is that multiple personalities are programmed into mind control people. And you could be, probably are, speaking in one of these, if you are a mind-controlled person, speaking in one of these multiple personalities, and you probably believe everything that you're saying. So what I'm saying is a reverse speech would not work in that case.
Yes, it would, because most of it comes out from the subconscious mind. If you reverse speech a mind control victim, I found in most cases that you go back to the last time that they were very abused, and they tell all about it. Okay? I'm an expert on this. You are not. You're novice.
You're
guessing.
From a,
you're speaking on
a number of multiple personalities, then that probably wouldn't come out. And I would say, to end up, John, this man is an enemy of the Republic, and if he wants to do the Republic a favor, he'll go out and shoot himself in the head. Thank you.
Oh, you're a very Christian young man. I'm an enemy of the Republic, and I should kill myself? My friend, same to you, because I deal in fact. You deal in emotion.
I knew this was going to get contentious, but like I said, folks, damned if I do, damned if I don't. Malcolm?
John, do you want me to shoot myself?
Do I want you to shoot? I've already spoken my preference to that. I would prefer not to shoot anybody.
I'm on the same page as you.
Well,
I want this over.
I just hope that if you are legitimate, Mr. Colson, that when we have to abandon the ballot box in this country and go to the cartridge box, that you're on our side.
Oh, you bet. I've got a whole safe full of 30 weapons.
Malcolm in Chicago, you're up next. Hello, Malcolm.
Yes, hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing?
Malcolm, the last guy wanted me to shoot myself. Do you feel that way?
No, you shouldn't shoot yourself, man. But let me tell you what I got to say, and then you can make your comment after I say it, okay?
Well, as long as I can interact with you, and if there's anything you disagree with, I can ask you a question or two.
Right, and I do want to straighten one thing out. You said you're an expert. Now, expert just means having experience. And I'm sure everybody that calls here has some kind of experience in something, so therefore that makes everybody having some expertise in something.
That's correct.
Now, I have, in a personal thing, I have a relative who was in the military. They died, and it wasn't until after they died last year we found out that he was working with the counterintelligence community. He was working on some secret base in California on some submarine. All I know, it was dealing with something in the medical field. Whatever he knew, he was against it. He died. He got sick one morning, and he went to the hospital the same day, and the same day he died, within 24 hours.
May I make a comment, sir?
Well,
okay, there are a lot of people in the military that are regular Delta Force, regular SEAL, at regular pararescue, regular force recon, and if they do a mission they don't want them to remember, they do this routine on them and erase their memory. And there are a lot of people that are in the military who are just regular military and don't know they are Delta Force, SEAL, force recon, and pararescue, and Ranger Ops. And they do this to them on a regular basis.
Well, this is my point, sir, is this. My relative, what happened to him adds up to exactly what happened to history when anyone is a security risk to an operation that the government or CIA does not want them to know. Kennedy was a security risk. Oswald was a security risk. Sirhan was a security risk. Anytime you are a security risk to blow the whistle on something very important, you either go to jail or you mysteriously die. You do not add up to reality that is already proven in history.
Have you listened to the previous hour where I told that I averted World War III on my own action? Did you hear that, sir?
Sir, I don't think you would be able to talk. What are you talking? If you were legitimately blowing the whistle without their approval, you do add up.
Oh, okay, their approval.
Hold up. You do add up to the Hollywood programming that has been put on the American people.
Hollywood? Okay, you got on that subject. Who runs Hollywood? They put the truth out in movies. They'll put portions of the truth out in movies. If a whistleblower comes forward, they'll say, oh, you watch too much TV.
Yeah, to hypnotize the public with movies. Matter of fact, what you was describing is a movie called Soldier. Anyone can look this movie up. It stars Patrick Swayze, a soldier, where this super soldier is conditioned and programmed and shot up with all these technical hormones and stuff to make
actually it was Kurt Russell soldier. But it wasn't Patrick Swayze.
Well, okay, my fault, my bad on that, but you know the movie I'm talking about, Dan.
Yes, sir, I do.
Now, and also Captain America, you described that too. You said, not saying that you say you Captain America, but that's the same method in the movie of Captain America. This was to Hollywood condition people to accept this kind of thinking. But I think you're finding out that people ain't brainwashed like that. all right? And you're getting a lot of flack for
they're
what
not.
You're trying
to believe
fact,
the media.
In fact, you insulting
people. They
believe
the media, they believe the churches, and they're not brainwashed?
Look,
give me a break.
Look, you are insulting people by thinking they're in sixth grade that they're supposed to believe you. You know what I mean?
Believe me? Oh, you mean you believe the media? You believe what the church is
saying? I don't
out
believe
there?
What you're saying. If you were really had this much heavy information and you were going against them, there's no way you would be on this air. Talk.
Okay, then you believe
fact,
that Lee Harvey
even give
Oswald
your name
shot
out.
President Kennedy. Is that what you're telling me? Lee Harvey Oswald shot President Kennedy with three different caliber bullets?
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I said President Kennedy was a security risk, and Oswald was a security risk. That's what I said.
It was also...
but the media said... Oh,
gentlemen,
sorry,
excuse me. It was also. It's now been recently established that JFK did not want Israel to have nuclear weapons. There was many toes that JFK stepped on.
Right.
He stepped on the bankers' toes. He stepped on the CIA's toes. Well, obviously, because he wanted to disband their organization. He made the military-industrial complex and the bankers mad because he didn't want to do Vietnam. He wanted to pull the advisors out of there. There was many things that that man did that he stepped on a lot of people's toes over. So
exactly.
For any number of reasons, this guy could have been off. I find it fascinating that I'm sitting here in Texas. You know, we bring around the second New Deal guy, almost a clone of Franklin Delano, really was a communist, Roosevelt, and he's sprung out of Texas here to give us part two of the New Deal. And then when we have somebody that we don't necessarily agree with that's president, well, we also kill him here as well. Malcolm, thank you for your call.
Your
point is well taken.
You're in Texas. Why don't we talk about Waco?
Okay.
Okay, what was Waco? David Koresh, was he a religious nut? Yes. David Koresh and the vast majority of his followers that were not CIA plants are all victims of Operation Monarch. Where do they hide victims of Operation Monarch? Most of us are hidden in churches as religious nuts. Me, I used to be a religious nut in Worldwide Church of God, and I've been told this by many intelligence people. Worldwide Church of God is a CIA Gambino Mafia clearinghouse for mind control victims for the CIA and the evil portion of the mob, or assassins and military operatives.
You see the problem here, Eugene, that I am having, that we're in a world... And we're using people for covert operations. Your righteousness can't stand in the light of day, so we've got to slip in the darkness to combat what they're doing. And, you know, it's almost, I hate to be trivial about this, but it's almost like I'm reading a bad copy of Mad Magazine, Spy versus Spy. I mean,
to an insane world, sanity appears insane.
Well, and I can see the fix for this problem that we have, and I hate to say this, Mr. Coulson, but it's to eliminate people like yourself and the handlers that you have had for these covert military operations. That has got to be done away with.
And to eliminate me?
well, not in the term that you're used to. Eliminate the programs.
I would agree. I've been fighting this. You know, I didn't realize this until 2000. When they took my family, I was investigating Worldwide Church of God for 3.5 years. And when I was ready to go forward, I found a number of their ministers were CIA, they were FBI, they were military intel, they were foreign intelligence services before they became ministers. When I was ready to go public, and this is before I realized I was a mind control victim, they ordered my wife to leave me, divorce me. I was working for Renato Corzo, who is an Ollie North lieutenant, which I've verified with numerous intel sources, who's dying of pancreatic and prostate cancer. And they took away my business, my home, everything. They destroyed my life when I was trying to break free from doing missions. Do I want to continue to do these missions? For the most part, no. Would I do some missions? Yes, I would.
Well, and on a personal level, I had a guy that was in my employee that decided he wanted to strike out on his own and start his own network. And one of the conditions that he would back off of me was I only had to do three simple things. I had to divorce my wife. I had to give up control of my own network, which I created, and I could never do any programming on my own network. Now, does that make him a CIA agent? No, it makes him an idiot.
But I would seriously be looking at that man.
Well, and I don't want to bring up names here because I'm right here in the middle of some very, very bad people here in Central Texas.
Well, I'm going to bring up some names right now.
Please do not. If I know the direction you're going to go in on that, that's one of the things that I cannot put up with
What if I preface it that I was told this by numerous intel sources?
It doesn't matter.
All right.
It doesn't matter. I know where you're going to go with this, and I'll tell you what, I'd much rather leave the idiot unto himself because he is a fool. He does not.
Well, you're the boss of this program, and I'm not trying to subvert that.
All right. Thank you. Terry in Texas, you're up next. Hello, Terry.
John, I am going to have to side a little bit probably in your camp on this one with your guest, Bill O'Reilly.
Bill O'Reilly.
Well, it's just that, Eugene, probably a lot of things you say have some credibility. It's just that your message, you know, the way you do it, your approach, you come across like a blowhard. And so, you know, if you are sincere, if it really is true, like Bill O'Reilly, it just gets all washed down the gully because, you know, the genius and, you know, the megalomania approach that you come across, it makes it hard for anybody to accept. Why not just go ask here's a suggestion for you. Why don't you just go ahead and ask the listeners to swallow your treble hook?
Walk a mile in my shoes, my friend, and then you tell me if I'm a blowhard.
Well, and that's the one thing that I wished I had the opportunity to do. And as I said, and I'll repeat this, you say this, Eugene, and I believe you're sincere when you say that you want to pick your missions now, but you're still one of their assets. You are still functioning.
The missions that I would do is if it saved American lives, like 12-24-01. Would I do that again? You bet. How many hundreds and thousands of lives would have died in New York? Would I do that to save you in Texas? You bet your butt I would. Do that to save your caller there? And if I died in the process, that's fine with me.
Well, see, the problem we're having here is your people, your handlers, and the people you work for have been the ones that have been stirring up the world's problems for many, many years. So when you want to get it off your chest and you want to warn the American people, you're still an asset of theirs. And if the phone rang tomorrow and you picked it up and they gave you your tonal qualities or your harmonic balancing or whatever it is that they use to activate you, you've got to still realize that you're an asset of theirs and you're going to be called to do some very bad things.
Well, what I did on the last mission that I did, I was ordered to kill all the prisoners. And what did I do on that mission? I reversed that order. And the reason I was ordered to kill the prisoners, it was a drug operation, was, and I did this as fully me, okay, not the mind control, because I woke up on the mission. Yes, it was a drug mission. Why should I do missions to facilitate the United States drug operation? There is, if the Odina cartel in Nicaragua, the Cubans, the unsanctioned cartels in Colombia and Brazil and so forth, and that's why their platform went down in 2000 and I set the charges on one of the pylons, were to take effect, there would be more cheaper drugs available in this country that more Americans would get hooked on and more families would be destroyed. Now, if I could do something to limit that, yes, I would, because my family was destroyed. I don't want to see that happen to anyone else. And yes, am I willing to be used to a limited extent to stop that? You bet you are. But I was ordered to kill the prisoners, and I stopped that order. And I got a big argument with Protos over that. And once I explained to him, it's much more terrifying for these troops to go tell what happened down here and that everybody else that has fought us on these special operations, with the exception of a few, have been killed, and tell all the troops of these enemy combatants so that if we come down there to do this, you fire a couple of magazines and you run like hell, then that man is safe for his family, more people are saved in this country, and less American troops are killed in the process. And, okay, will I choose a lesser of two evils if I only have a choice to choose? Okay, well, let's take the greater evil of eliminating everything so more people die in the long run, but the greater good. Listen, I don't think the greater good is going to win until God brings Armageddon. All right?
I'm in complete disagreement with that. I am in total opposition to that statement, and I'll tell you the reason why. There are a bunch of good people inside this government. You've mentioned that there's some good people inside the military. I don't even doubt that there's good people within the CIA, FBI, NSA, and any alphabet soup group that's not even named that they get their budget every year, the off-budget
Yeah, but how many of those good people know what we're talking about? Probably most of them. And, you know, and they take the parameter of, okay, I'm going to do the best I can within the parameters that I got to work with. Okay, so you're going to say that they're good people. And at the same time, I'm going to say the same thing, and I'm a bad person?
I don't know what you are, sir. I'm trying to determine that. Let's go back to the phones here. Rick in Nevada. Hello, Rick.
I'd like to know who wired the charges at World Trade 7, how many men were involved, and how long did it take?
Hold that thought. We'll take this break. We'll be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's energy-swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
As soon as somebody drops from the line, there is another caller. We could probably do this for the next 2 hours, but our time is drawing short here. Let me go to Rick in Nevada. Hello, Rick.
Yes. Who wired World Trade 7 with charges? Who were they working for? How many men were involved? And how long did it take?
I have no idea. I don't know anything about it.
I'm simply leaving that question out there for one. Even if one person is inspired to do his own independent research and, is, more importantly, his own independent thinking about my question, I would consider this call a success.
Thank you for your call, Rick. Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of questions about 9/11, probably one of the worst attacks ever on the United States. And there seems to be a vacuum here of people that are willing to come forth and talk about this openly and those that just want it to go away. We understand the problem. Joe in Florida, you're up next. Hello, Joe. Joe, you there?
Yeah, this guy Eugene seems to know a lot, everything about everything except 9/11, doesn't he?
I don't know everything about everything.
Been everywhere. You're like that guy in the Woody Allen movie Zelig. I mean, you're there when the Pope gets inaugurated. You're there when Kennedy gets shot. You're there. You know, I mean, come on. The more you talk, the more you discredit yourself.
Then prove me wrong.
And then it's
wrong.
Interesting. Well, I'll go by a reverse speech. Look, you might think you're right, sir.
What intel sources do you have,
sir? Can I finish? I know a lot of people in special forces, and they're not braggadocious. They don't go around blowing their own horn. They're very quiet. And to tell you the truth, they don't brag about killing people. They don't want
to
even talk about it.
I'm not bragging about it. I did it.
So just,
okay.
Just
who
the
would
fact,
you rather have leading you across
you.
The combat field? Chesty Puller, somebody who's taking fire with a braggadocious personality, who's willing to do that, or Mr. Little Miss Timmered, who's going to hide behind every tree? Which would you rather follow in combat?
I don't
combat
want you. I'll
fire?
Tell you that. I don't want a nut like you who's on medication, that's for sure.
Well, there's
I'll,
no
I'll lead
in my
myself.
Book, baby.
I don't need your leadership, I'll tell you that. I wouldn't want
your
leadership.
You ever been in combat, young man? You ever been in combat?
No, I haven't.
Then
I've
what do you know
fights,
what you're talking
I'll tell
about?
You that.
How do you know what you're
well,
talking about?
What do you
about?
Know? I mean, I don't. How do I know you've ever even gotten your? I don't. I doubt if you were in combat, you'd be talking about it the way you did. I'll tell you that.
Well, I'm
I
a mind control victim. I'm a mind control victim. I'm not a regular soldier. So yes, I will talk about it because all I have is
yeah, you are
my
a mind
which
control
I verified.
Victim, all right.
Joe,
You need to get back on your medication. That's for sure.
Joe,
I have a beer for you, my friend.
Joe, we've got your point. Thank you for your call. Barbara Hartwell in New York. Hello, Barbara.
Good evening, John. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I would like to say that, first of all, that I'm a survivor of CIA black operations and the MKUltra program.
You pulled out.
So I can speak from experience here. Number one, I must defend your position, John. This guest that you have on this evening is clearly a shill.
A shill
because... First of all, he's attempting to legitimize the evil committed by George W. Bush and the State of Israel.
I'm not legitimizing anything. I'm just telling the truth. And, you know, some of the things he did, he had reasons for, and I'm explaining that. And I'm sorry if the truth cuts both ways, my dear.
We got 30 seconds. We got 30 seconds.
John, okay. Will you call me after this show?
I have a very busy schedule. I will try to do that if I can get through.
John?
Yes,
Barbara. Do I have another minute or so?
You don't. You
okay.
have 20 seconds.
Well, the last thing I have to say is that he mentioned Ted Gunderson. Ted Gunderson is a criminal, okay? He sold Stinger missiles to Osama bin Laden in 1979. I'm sorry I didn't have more time. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you. I appreciate
Ted's
it.
A great American.
All right. Eugene B. Colson, you had your 2 hours, my friend. You got your
Let's
message
Let's do another
out.
Show. It was interesting,
I don't know.
It?
I don't know if I could stand the heat.
Yeah, right.
I'm sure. None of this I can prove. That's
yes,
my problem.
Yes, you can if you have sources.
Well, whose sources would those be?
Intel sources, special
right.
ops sources.
Thank you for your time, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you tomorrow. Since 19-